Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Sofa Cinema Club Extra Terrestrial. I'm Colton Smith and as always, I'm joined by...
Jack P. Shepherd.
Ben Price.
The Sofa Cinema Club, as you know, is our podcast where we educate each other on films. Now, the Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial is a little bit different. It's our podcast where we tell you guys what is available to watch this week on terrestrial TV. So, we basically had a discussion that there are far too many options. Films are too easy to watch now. So, we're telling you what you can watch on your TV at home, on your Freeview, on your box, whatever channels you've got, basically.
Do you know what occurred to me?
Mm.
When we got a telly...
Yeah.
One, you're renting it, but two, there were no remote controls. So you had to walk and press the telly. And when you were a kid, your dad, if you wanted to watch something else, would push the kid to go and change the channel. Put it on one. And it was one, two, three. Put it on one, the news is on. And you clicked it, and that was it. So you had to watch whatever channel you were on if you couldn't be asked to get up.
Yeah, you used to push the kid to go and do it.
And we had a little, on our Instagram, we had a little comment from someone's mum about our extra episode. It's kind of like a mini extra episode review.
Mm.
And it's from Nanny Janny. Who's Nanny Janny, Jack?
That's my mum.
Also known as the podcast's number one fan and supporter.
Biggest critic. But number one fan.
Yeah.
I remember TV, you put 50p in the back of them to pay for the TV, a sort of higher purchase for poor people. 50p ran out, TV went off. That is great. That is your mum all over. Absolutely brilliant.
How long did you get for 50p then?
God, I don't know. I remember 50p in the meter, and I remember a lad at school said you could make, you try and make a 50p out of like ice and put that in if you ran out.
Oh my God.
Electrocuted the TV set.
But yeah, I don't know how long it would last. But I suppose, I mean, you didn't have TV all night as well.
No, just went off.
It went off and then...
Radio silence.
Well, actually, one of the things we found out in looking for these films for this episode is that there's films on every single hour of every single day, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just churn them out.
They're all on very late as well. There's a lot of films on quite late, which was where probably my misspent youth went. Because I got a TV in my room and I would wait for like that midnight, that 1 a.m. film that I knew was coming on Channel 4. That I would watch. And you had an extra hour. Whatever, however long the film was, you have an extra hour because there's 4, 5, 6 intervals.
Adverts, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, last week we did American Animals, which was kind of a film that I picked out that I watched at the cinema and I liked, but I wouldn't have particularly watched unless it was completely accessible for me, which it is. But what's been picked out from the archives this week?
So actually, I think I had a little look and I was going to throw in Oklahoma, but I think I can't do that. Because what made me realise was you had to watch some dross when you were a kid and that was on.
Wasn't Hugh Jackman in Oklahoma?
Yeah, at the National. Oklahoma,
when the wind comes, we bend our wings.
Yeah. The songs are good, you know, in Oklahoma. The songs are good.
Yeah, they are. It did well. The film did well. But that would be the kind of thing you'd have to watch as a kid.
Because it'd be on. That's it.
The Sunday 4pm job.
Yeah, it's Saturday, 1:15 BBC Two on the 12th of June, Oklahoma, 1955.
Get it on.
Get it on. 1955, yeah. Coulson.
God.
Before the moon.
You've highlighted that one then with the old TV guide.
Is that Saturday afternoon, Ben?
Saturday afternoon, it's 1:15 BBC Two. 12th of June, get yourself down to Oklahoma, 19... Oklahoma, where they were. And then, as a kind of more serious pick, BBC Two again, they're doing well this week.
They are doing BBC, well.
That licence fee. BBC Two, Friday the 11th, 11:20, Daniel Day-Lewis, Phantom Thread.
That's my girlfriend's birthday, so I know what we're doing. Phantom Thread, BBC Two.
11:20. Don't worry, Lev, I'm going to watch it. I really like that film. I think he's fantastic in it. It's about a designer, dress designer, who's fastidious, meets this waitress, she becomes his muse, and then you go... it's Daniel Day-Lewis's last part before he said he was quitting.
Again,
yeah. Won an Oscar for Best Costume. Fantastic film. Great thing to watch.
He does that, doesn't he, Daniel Day-Lewis? He keeps retiring and they keep getting him back out of retirement to do films.
It's the same director who did There Will Be Blood.
Right.
So I think he's the only one that probably could get him out. And it is an amazing part. And he must have learned how to make a dress because in it, he's unreal.
Yeah.
When you see him adjusting the dresses. Have you seen it, Jack?
No, I've not seen it.
Oh, it's worth a watch. I don't know whether it's quite your film, Coulson.
I might give it a go. I'm finding it hard enough to squeeze one in at the moment. Squeeze the main ep in. I might watch Oklahoma, from what I've heard.
1955, 1:15, BBC Two. We're all going to be there. Oklahoma. You won't be able to get it out of your head, Coulson.
So the other part of Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial is the part where we talk to you guys at home. We have a little bit of interaction. So we'll start off with the big feature, which is Ben Reviews.
The big feature, which I did feel has been slightly pied to the bonus episode. And we're getting a bit thin on the ground, if I have to be honest. The reviews are getting a bit thin on the ground. So Ben's reviews might just become Ben's Insta comments. I'm getting a bit... It's falling off now. Please leave a review. Just to keep me in a job. I'm falling off the end of this podcast.
This is something that I wanted to touch on in the main ep, but completely forgot about. But we've tried something, haven't we, this week at Sofa Cinema Club. We've been at the HQ. We've bashed our heads together. We've had a scratch around. And we've brought ourselves into the 21st century. And we've gone full TikTok.
We have gone TikTok.
We've gone 1 billion views TikTok. Well, Coulson, you did the TikTok. I obviously have got no clue how it works. You started that ball rolling.
Coulson's of an age where he can legally have an account on TikTok.
Do you know what?
I'm way too... I can't even download the app.
It's completely bypassed my generation as in terms of using it. Like, you view it, everyone views it, you can't lie. But in terms of making content on it, it's quite confusing.
But didn't you do a TikTok, Jack, that got, like, loads of views?
Well, I did a video, and I put it on the Instagram and the Twitter, and I thought I'd just put it on TikTok, because that was, like, a craze at the time. I just created an account to put the video on there. It's had over 1 million views.
What a stat. One video, 1 million views.
Thank you and good night.
I've completed TikTok.
We got 50,000 views on our first ever post.
Did we?
Yeah.
Did we? That's good.
But the interesting thing was, it kind of dangles a carrot as to what's to come for Sofa Cinema Club, because the video was us three sat on the sofa talking about the trailer. Now, in 6 months' time, the whole podcast might be available to watch like that. So maybe we've got a future in TikTok. Maybe our faces aren't actually made for radio or podcasting.
They're made for TikTok.
So we're on TikTok at Sofa Cinema Club. So if you do, you know, if you want to give Ben some more stuff for the interaction. But the big thing for us social media wise is Twitter and Instagram and leaving your comments on iTunes. Don't just give us 5 stars. Tell us why you're giving us 5 stars. And Ben is going to tell you why some people have given us 5 stars.
Right, I'll start this off. Fantastic. And it's DJWEJS. Great listen. Listen when going on walks, in the car, working. The guys are funny. Like the stories and general chat. Also, makes me laugh when you get some film facts wrong.
Oh, who's that aimed at?
I like that.
Gotta be towards Shepherd.
But that's a fast kick in the balls, isn't it?
Yeah.
Your facts are wrong. Good night.
Have that.
No reply. No right to reply.
Yeah.
Your facts are shit.
And I'm laughing at you. Ha 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 ha. Yeah, good.
Dave Arty says, he's given it 5. Ben loses the plot. Okay, so I get Coulson giving 10 to High School Musical. Jack is bang on at 4.5.
There you go.
But a 10 from Ben, really? Maybe he's having a midlife crisis. Who knows? Let's hope he recovers himself for next week.
There you go.
I'm past midlife. I'm past that crisis.
Yeah.
Last one. Laugh, 61. 5 stars and a hand clapping emoji. I like that. It's back. You have shattered my illusion. I thought you were all really good friends. Laughy face emoji. Cat shock emoji. Coulson, I'm sure your documentary will be a success. Good luck. High School Musical, great fun, and I usually go for those kind of films.
Good stuff.
There we go. So me and Jack get crapped on. Coulson's very happy with you.
Well, that concludes this week's episode of...
No, it doesn't! No, it doesn't! It doesn't! I had some more news.
Oh.
Something I've been doing that I've saved for this extra episode.
Oh, okay. Go on then. Whoa, hello. Right.
Thanks for putting it in the script.
I had the kids at the weekend. Guess where I went? The cinema.
Ooh. Peter Rabbit 2.
No, it wasn't Peter Rabbit 2. Cruella.
Hello.
I went to go see Cruella. Now, this is my first experience with a cinema in over a year. And I went to the Everyman cinema.
Nice.
My first ever time at an Everyman cinema.
What do you think?
Really good.
Chairs.
Couches.
Food.
Really good. Food. Pizzas.
2 and 1. 1 kid on their own. 2 kids together on the sofa. You on your own.
Couch each. Why not?
Why not? 2 metres apart. Was it busy?
No, because it was sunny.
See, I tried to get in on Friday night to watch Cruella and I couldn't. And it really annoyed me. And I tried every single cinema. I stayed up in Manchester. I tried every single cinema and couldn't get one.
What, because they were full?
I don't know, because I was only looking for 1 ticket. I was going to go on my own.
But I went in Leeds and it was sunny. It was boiling. And people won't go to the cinema when it's sunny.
Yeah, and it was Friday, whereas Friday the weather hadn't quite got there yet.
Film, really good. Soundtrack calls, you'll love it. Proper R music. Emma Stone, really good performances. Emma Thompson, very good.
Any Dalmatians?
CGI Dalmatians.
Oh.
But I can look past it. It's good. It's a really good film, actually. And it's all about how she sort of became Cruella de Vil.
Yeah. It's a prequel, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a prequel, exactly. You know, like what they did with that Maleficent thing?
Never saw that.
They do this clever thing to Disney. They take a movie villain and they show you why they turned into the villain. So that you can have some sort of understanding and actually you like and sympathise with the character a lot more. So it shows you why she became such an awful person as what we know to be Cruella de Vil. And you actually do sympathise with her. And you do sort of say, well, of course she's going to turn out the way that she does turn out. It's a really good film. Really good performances.
Great shout out to the cinema.
Yeah, and really pleased to be back in the cinema as well. Really good.
So there we have it. Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial over and out. We will see you here next Monday, or you can join us on Thursday for our main episode where we're talking all things Billy Elliot.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.